A message to you today. My scripture reading is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and starting with verse 6. Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always, having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. As it is written, he scattereth abroad, he gave to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only fully supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing through many thanksgivings to God. Because of the proof given by this ministry, they will glorify God for your obedience to your confession of the gospel of Christ and for the liberality of your contribution to them and to all, while they also, by prayer on your behalf, yearn for you because of the surpassing grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Let's go to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for each one that's here. We thank you for our Thanksgiving Day and our Thanksgiving celebration to you and for all that you do for us. And Heavenly Father, we know that we could not list all of the ways, they would be so many. And Heavenly Father, bless the rest of this service and each thing that's said and done. Let it be to your praise and glory. In the name of your loving Son, Yeshua, we ask all these things, and amen. My title of my message today to you is Give Thanks. And my text is 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. And let's see if we can look at that together. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And I thank each one of us today, each and every one of us, if we would just give it a little thought, we could immediately know how thankful that we should be to God because he has been so full of blessings to each one of us. Each one of us has many things to be thankful to him for. We know that we live in a day of uncertainty, but we know that that is really nothing that new. We know that we live in a day of insecurities, but that is not that new. We know that we live in a day that is days as far as recent years, last 10 or 15 years. We know that there is some differences in the last 10 or 15 years and what has come before. In that, we know that we live in the day that is spoken of in God's Word as a day in which knowledge will be increased so amazingly. And when you think back on what has happened just in the last 10 to 20 years, and as far as knowledge as far as the world being affected by all of these things, you know that it is an unusual point in time. And we know that when we look at the Bible, we know that the Bible speaks of this time as a time in which knowledge will be greatly increased. And we also know with this that many changes have been made in the world itself, and that in essence, the world's standard of living has increased greatly because of a lot of these things, and one being communication, so prevalent. But we also know that particularly in the last year, the last few years, that we live in a time of economic uncertainty. Our securities seem like we are threatened more than in the past. Because of some of these things, we have job woes that result from those economic woes. And therefore, there's a lot of financial woes. And so we see how different the times are that we live in. And we wonder when people, perhaps that we are around, perhaps show that it's awful difficult for them to be grateful, for them to give thanksgiving, find something to be thankful for in their life. But we also know that this is an age and a time that, as of all other times, always you should be able to find many things to be thankful for. The only thing different about this age and time is that people have the power to leave civilization in ruins more speedily and totally than ever could be imagined before. Men and women have always been vulnerable beings, exposed to all kinds of dangers and preserved only by the providence and the mercies of God. And surely, of all the times it's been before, with the uncertainties we have today, with the capabilities of destruction worldwide that we have today, surely we have many things to be thankful to God for, and His blessings to our country, to us as individuals, in keeping us and in sustaining us as He does. The Apostle Paul urged Christians to maintain an attitude of gratitude. He exhorts us in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now you may find that hard to accept in your particular situation today, with jobs just going almost at the blink of an eye. People lose their job. People lose their savings. It's a lot of uncertainties in this day and time. But the Apostle Paul says, in everything, all things. How can that be? How could we possibly be thankful and grateful to God, even in the light of losing jobs, of losing material goods? You know, we should be grateful, because if we are God's and He is ours, we are His, He's looking out for us. He sees what's going on. If this comes our way, God must have something better coming. That's how you have to look at it. If a change is taking place and it seems negative to you at the moment, keep your head up. God must have something better coming for you. And that's perhaps why the Apostle Paul said, in all things, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And he instructs us to be grateful as we pray. And then let's look at, go to Philippians 4 and start at verse 5. Philippians 4 and verse 5. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? And the peace of God, peace, ultimate peace, incomprehensible peace, is yours through your faith in God and our Lord and Savior, Yeshua. Give thanks always in all circumstances. First thing, this God is behind this. Some way, somehow. I can't really see it. I can't comprehend it. Don't understand it. But God's got something better for me. And it is coming. And it will happen. Because I hold on to my faith in God. And God's word says that if you're his child and he is your father, blessings are coming your way as you maintain that and you have a growing faith in him. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. I know several of y'all have read that before. Have you ever wondered what exactly that means by unspeakable, for his unspeakable gift? It's talking about Yahweh's gift of salvation, his provision for your sins to be covered, for you to ever have that way of standing before him without guilt. Standing before him knowing that you deserve to stand before him. That he does recognize you even though you fail. As you go back to him and admit your faults and your sins and ask forgiveness, he has the plan. And that is, as you do that, he will forgive. He will restore you in good standing to him because of his unspeakable gift to you as his child, as one in his family. Indescribably wonderful is the love that thought it. Have you ever thought about God at that specific point in time? Thinking of what he was going to do, of this indescribable gift. I'm going to bring a Savior into the world. I'm going to provide for my greatest of creations to stand before me without guilt. I'm going to provide the way. And Almighty God had the love, that thought of that. Salvation was born in the heart of a loving God. Indescribably wonderful is the love that brought it. The baby born both of the natural and of the spiritual came to be our Savior. Wasn't that wonderful of God to think it, to bring it about? Indescribably wonderful is the love that wrought it upon the cross. God always required a blood sacrifice for sin. And the sins that we commit and the faults that we do are no exception. There has to be blood shed for atonement, for forgiveness of this. This has always been a part of God's plan. Well before Jesus Christ, Yeshua, came into this world. But thanks be to God for His indescribable gift of allowing His only begotten Son to die on that cross for each one of us. Christ died for our sins, as we read in 1 Corinthians 15 and 3. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph, to overcome, to prosper, as we hold on to Christ. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. God is at work through Jesus Christ in all things to bring about every possible good for those who love Him and look to Him for their help and their guidance. Let's look at Romans 8 and 28. Romans 8 and 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. That's you and me. We are called. We are chosen. He knew us before we came into the world. And we made the decision to accept Him, to accept His plan of salvation, to be one of His children, to be one in His family, to be an heir of all that He has for His children. Isn't that wonderful? We can hold on to that to the last breath that we breathe, because He is ours and we are His. He causes us to triumph in our days of difficulty and in our days of perhaps even afflictions. He causes us to triumph in the hours of anxiety and sometimes depression. He's there with us. He's there for us. He will be with us through it. He causes us to triumph even in the valleys of our life. Even in the valleys that we perceive as defeats in our life. He's still with us. He's going to be with us through it. And He will be there as we come out from it. God will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will be with us in those valleys of life that we all will go through. But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 8 and 16. 2 Corinthians 8 and 16. But thanks be to God, who puts the same earnestness on your behalf in the heart of Titus. Who was Titus? He was one of the helpers of the Apostle Paul, one who was with him in his works. And the Apostle Paul singled him out for thanksgiving because he was thankful for one who was willing to assume responsibility for the guardianship of some of these new converts that Paul had as he went around establishing churches at different cities, different countries. He had to have some helpers. And Titus was one of them. And Paul wanted to acknowledge that, of being thankful for the ones that helped in God's work and helped specifically in Paul's efforts. We should be thankful to God for parents who have lived the life that they live and said yes to God as He called them for their work and service to Him. Thank God for our parents that stayed true and faithful to the end to God and to His way and to His truth and to His church. We should be grateful to God for teachers who have stimulated us, both by example and by their efforts to lead us to greater walks in the faith. We should be grateful to God for our friends that also are Christian, also are believers and have the faith and walk in the truth and try to ever grow closer to God. And as they do, they help us along the way, our friends that we confide in. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Does that sound like a promise to you? That if you have faith in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and do the things that God makes it clear that we should do and obey and keep, then we have victory in those things that are important to us, that we pray to God for, that we make clear to God that this is what we want. This is what my concern is. This is what my petition is to you. And as we call on God in that regard and in that faith, then we know that the Scripture lets us know victory, success is ours. Through Jesus, we can have ultimate victory at last. Victory at last. Victory in sickness and in suffering. Victory over sin. Victory over death. Victory over the grave. Did you know that the Scripture lets us know that there's going to come a point in time that there will be no more death, no more crying, no more affliction, no more cripples, no more blindness, no more deafness? Yes, there's coming that point in time, and all of that applies to God's family. All of that applies to you as you maintain your faith in God. Victory over the grave. We will live forever, eternally, with our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, and with our God, Yahweh. Victory throughout eternity with the family of God. You're going to be known at that time as you are known, as you were known. You will be recognized. You will know your friends. You will know your loved ones. Isn't that wonderful? There is a connection between the word think and the word thank. I thank God. And if we would consistently spend some time meditating on the blessings of God to us through Jesus Christ, we would make it more possible for the beautiful flower of gratitude to grow in the garden of our hearts. Wouldn't that be beautiful? That God blesses us to the extent that we have bountiful thanksgivings to Him for all that He does, all that He has done, all that He is going to do in the future. We need to be thankful. Thankful to Him for all of His blessings to us. In particular, the truth that He has given to us. That through His Holy Spirit, He leads us and guides us, comforts us, brings us in to more and more knowledge of it so that we can be more and more like Him. How could it be anything better? How could it be anything more deserving of true thanksgiving to God for all that He does for us? If you would you stand with me? And we want to read our blessings. Our blessings from God to us and from us to each other. Let's all read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.